Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We begin now with the first officially authorized safe haven in the country where people can go and use heroin and other narcotics. No, that's not an invitation to a 60s LSD party, folks. It's an overdose prevention center, a supervised site, that is, with experts on hand to monitor abusers. The overall goal, of course, preventing overdoses. Heck of a concept. The mayor and the health commissioner say hopefully it'll help stem the tide. 1010 Winds reporter Carol DiOrio went over there to check it out for us, and here she is now leading the broadcast with it on this Tuesday.
The city says the overdose prevention centers are being located in the same places where free syringes are given out. The difference is the overdose prevention centers, or OPCs, will also provide medical care and where the user can be connected to treatment and other social services. This gets the IV drug user off the streets. In 2020, 2,000 people died of drug overdoses in New York City. The health department estimates these OPCs could save about 130 lives a year. New York City Health Commissioner Dr. Dave Choksi says the national overdose epidemic is like a five-alarm fire in public health. He said giving people a safe, supportive space will save lives and improve the lives of everyone involved. Carol DiOrio, 1010 Winds News.
Yeah, a few unofficial sites have popped up here in the city for some time, allowing drug users a monitored place to do their business. Opponents say it sanctions drug use, but supporters say, no, it'll save lives. But realizing people are going to do drugs, and here's a responsible place where experts are on hand to watch for signs of an overdose and provide education and intervention. New York set up its pop-up vaccine sites today for school kids to get their second COVID shots. They got the first one earlier this month, as you know. Roger Stern is over in Gramercy.
6-year-old Ruby walked out of a converted minibus parked behind PS 40 in Gramercy, her second dose in her arm.
Did it hurt?
No.
Didn't hurt.
I didn't feel it at all.
Mother Rachel says the Omicron variant was not the motivating factor for getting this shot.
We were already signed up for her second vaccine. But we're just very motivated in general. Vaccines save lives.
The shots are being offered at schools throughout the city on a rotating basis going into mid-December. Ashok got his daughter fully vaccinated on the first day.
We all need to be protected. Travel coming up, you know, all that stuff.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in the Gramercy section of Manhattan.
Did you hear Roger talking to Lil Mama? Did it hurt? She had to think about it a minute, didn't she? She took it like a G, as they say. To see a list of where to find a pop-up location near you, by the way, you can go to our website at 1010winds.com. A big fire this morning at a five-story building on the Upper East. Boy, you could see smoke everywhere for miles. Luckily, nobody seriously hurt, but Samantha Liebman says it forced a number of people out in the cold and a roof collapse on top of some firefighters.
It started around 5 a.m. in the back of the first-floor restaurant at 1843 First Avenue, waking Tyler White on the third floor.
Well, I actually woke up to a sound that sounded like something popping like a balloon, and then it sounded like gas was coming out, and then my roommate ended up saying that there was smoke going on. Our bathroom was filled with it.
39 units and more than 160 fire personnel on scene, blocking several surrounding streets. Everyone evacuated safely, but four firefighters suffered non-life-threatening injuries when a ceiling collapsed. Assistant Chief Michael Gallo says fire got into the ceiling, which was a challenge.
They're very difficult to open up, and when the fire extends into some voids like it did here, fortunately just to the second floor, it's very labor intensive.
Everything brought under control in over 3 hours. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds on the Upper East Side.
Today is Giving Tuesday, everybody, the global movement that encourages folks to give back to the community. Somebody said, so if you see the Salvation Army red kettles out there outside the store, don't act like you don't see them, okay?
The Salvation Army has just unveiled the world's largest red kettle right here in Times Square. It is 32 feet tall, 16 feet wide, and lights up every time someone makes a donation. So here's what's going on. They have doubled the number of meals served to people in need during the pandemic, which is so important. Donations go to food pantries. They go to senior centers. They go to toys for kids and also music programs.
Yeah, more than 34 million people participated in the movement last year, volunteering and donating goods and clothes. This year, supply chain problems and inflation have led to higher prices to do all those things, so they're really counting on you. And they like donations which jingle, as they say, but also appreciate the kind which fold. It'll fit in that little slot. We're talking dollar bills here. By the way, this isn't to try and guilt anybody into giving. Nah, not doing that, because we all went through it last year. But if you can give, New Yorkers, you know I would do it. Well, police looking for three teenage girls after a series of anti-Jewish attacks. Kids as young as 9 and 3 years old slapped as they walked down streets in Brooklyn. The NYPD released images of the young suspects today and what they say has become a pattern. This was in Bed-Stuy last Friday and Sunday. The Anti-Defamation League now offering a $10,000 reward. They hope somebody talks, one of those kids or somebody, to get to the bottom of this. This is Scott Richmond, the ADL's regional guy for New York and New Jersey.
There are witnesses. There are always witnesses in these cases because these incidents happen on the streets. And we hope somebody who witnessed this will step forward and help identify the perpetrator. Give us some of the details of what happened.
Police say all the victims were wearing traditional Jewish attire. In the first incident, two boys ages 12 and 3 were walking home near Skillman about 6 o'clock. One of the teen suspects slapped the toddler in the face. Now, why did he do that? Two more incidents were reported minutes apart on Sunday evening. Giving Tuesday now, getting back to that, and Tony Award winner Brian Stokes Mitchell unveiled a new giving machine today up at Rockefeller Center. It's actually a vending machine. So instead of buying a snack or soda out of the thing, you swipe a credit card, push a button, and supporters can select to donate to a local or global charity.
When we talk about what performers do particularly, you know, you give a performance. Giving is a part of what we do. And it's a great collaboration. Again, it's the actors and the performers that usually get the credit for it. But the crew members, there's designers, there's writers, there's all these people back behind the scenes that are helping the performers to give.
Yeah, items in the machine range from $5 on up to $250. A neat idea and plenty of selections to choose from. Catholic Charities, UNICEF, and of course, the Actors Fund. There still haven't been any Omicron cases detected here in New York, but that doesn't mean COVID isn't a problem. In fact, two hospitals out in Queens, Long Island Jewish Forest Hills and Queens Hospital Center, have made the state health department's list of those running short on beds. They're already counting beds, folks. Officials say all the hospitals on the list were at 10% capacity or less as of this past Friday. That's the same day Governor Hochul signed an executive order now cutting back on non-essential procedures at any hospital or health facility with limited capacity. Cardinal Timothy Dolan was in Brooklyn today introducing the new head of the Brooklyn Diocese.
Parishioners in the Brooklyn Diocese are welcoming its eighth bishop, Bishop Robert Brennan.
I get that New York warm feeling, and that is beyond belief.
He's coming from Columbus, Ohio, where he led the church, but he's coming home in a sense. He's Bronx-born and Long Island-raised, where he entered the priesthood. When he became bishop, he chose the motto, "Thy will be done."
It's a reminder of what you need to do. It's a reminder to me always to seek God's will and to try the best that I can to do God's will.
And he has a lot to do serving 1.3 million Catholics.
I'm going to be so happy serving the church here in Brooklyn and in Queens.
Darius Radzi of 1010 Winds at the Co-Cathedral of St. Joseph.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!